in spite of all that, why, you don't have time, and the PC doesn't have enough body years to run out all those overts, even if you could keep him in session that long, if you could spot him all that long. And you don't even have time to run him out for one lifetime. How do you like that? And you haven't got time to sit around watching a PC's dirty needle go bzz, 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 bzz. And try to settle it with General O.W. Recurring withholds will result. General O.W., of course, is enough to straighten out the thing and get the session running and all that sort of thing. A very valuable process. Don't think I'm running it down. I was going to say it's too lengthy for that sort of thing. And when I tell you to pick up somebody's missed withholds, I want you to pick up another person's action, and not the PC's action. And it's best characterized as nearly found out. Don't ask the PC for a missed withhold, because he obviously, I have learned lately, he doesn't know any more what I've been talking about than you have. See, you'd have to explain the whole anatomy to him. So there's got to be a better thing, see? What did we almost find out about you? It's got to be that almost. It's got to be might have. It's got to be some conditional word. And then you will see a case suddenly go, spring now! And pick up the funniest series of disrelated incidents that Pace had never looked at before, never had anything to do with before. You'll see the tone arm do peculiar things and the needle do peculiar things that you've never seen it do on OW, because you're running a different track. You're running the almost discovered track. Now let me give you an example. Once upon a time I was up in the wilderness and wilds of Montana, and for some reason or other a wolf, a great timber wolf, showed up, and I shot a bullet over his head. I don't know just exactly why I shot at him, because I never have any trouble with animals. I was very young at the time. And he heard this bullet go by over his head. And he reached up and he snapped at the place where the bullet had been. And he decided to come my way. It upset him to be missed. Honest, you never quite see anybody quite so upset as somebody who has been just barely missed. Look at a pedestrian who was not hit. The examinations, flunks, which you're most upset about, were those which you passed all except for the last half of the last question. See? That's the nearness of the miss. In other words, missing things upsets things. It's a misestimation of effort or thought or something of the sort. Now, a thetan's main attention is on estimation of effort, estimation of thought, estimation of look. He wants to know how much look is a look and so forth. And his certainties are all based on proper estimation of how much look is a look and all that sort of thing. You just look at your note of mystery scale, you see. How much knowledge is knowing? That's an estimation. University is very simple. University hands you an old school tie, and you now know that you have the knowledge necessary. You can wave a pennant with your right hand, so many motions to the left, under the sys boom bar, and you're all set in life. That's how much knowledge, you see, is necessary to be knowledge. So that's an estimation of knowledge. Now you can go right on down the scale, and how much emotion does it take to be emotional? How much emotion is emotional? Well, you have lots of answers to that, enough to create an effect on somebody. If you're a TV actress, it's very simple, enough to please the sponsor. You can go on down and take another one at random. What is a proper symbol? How proper is a symbol when it is a symbol? Well, you can estimate everything except how much mystery is a mystery. Of course, that's a mystery. You're into the no estimation of effort band. No estimation of the think. No estimation of anything. It's all mysterious. You don't know. The not knowingness of it all is what is upsetting. But now you take a not knowingness, which is probably known, and play it both ways. Now, they knew, but they didn't or couldn't have known. And you knew that they knew, but you know they didn't know. Now, let's just get the four-way flows on a not know. And you've got a missed withhold, and it's very painful to a thetan. So I really don't blame you for avoiding it like a plague. See, the fellow walks up to the girl. He smiles and he looks at her in a sort of a false smile. And he says, well, little girl, I understand you like dogs. But right away, her concept of him is, did he know? Didn't he know? He couldn't have known, she thinks to herself. He must know. But then complicated into this is the fact that he looks like he knows, but he hasn't said enough to indicate that he did know, so he doesn't know. It's strictly ding, 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 here comes the wagon, you know? Strictly. This is the stuff out of which insanity gets made. See? It's a can't reach, not reach, must reach situation and so forth in the effort band. When you get insanity in the mystery band, it's a did know, but didn't know, but mustn't know, you see. But he must know, but he mustn't know, you see. And it's a sort of reach and withdraw, only it's not a mechanical thing. And there it is, and it's just pure mystery mucilage. And the thetan will stick right to it, man. Now, in trying to pull off the overt and the withhold in the presence of something that has a missed withhold on it, does not accomplish an as-isness of the section of track in which the PC is stuck. Because the PC is not stuck with the overt and is not stuck with the withhold. The PC is stuck with the almost found out. So, of course, nothing as-is and you get a recurring withhold. See, because he isn't looking at that section of track to where he did it or where he's withholding it. He's only looking at that section of track where it was almost found out. And you ask him for what he did and what he withheld, you don't as is the section of track he's stuck in. So therefore, it just perpetuates itself and goes on forever. If you want to see something very remarkable in a PC, just very remarkable in a PC, just sit down in apropos of nothing after you've got the PC in session and so forth. Just start running in any command sequence. We'll just get the idea of nearly being found out. It has to be nearly being found out. Get the idea of somebody nearly finding out about you. Get the idea of you nearly finding out about another. That's an unnecessary leg to the thing, but you could make it up. And the next thing, more track would be going by that this person had never heard of before. Didn't matter what else you'd run. That's got a brand new track area. They've never seen this track before, and it's been with them all the time. It's what's stuck out in front of their noses. Directly in front of their noses. I could just ask you at this exact instant to recall a time You were nearly found out. Now go ahead, think of a time you were nearly found out. Having any trouble finding the time you were nearly found out? Well, I shouldn't think so, because that's the bulk of the stuff in front of your schnozola. Most people can't even find an engram merely because there's many missed width holes in front of their faces. They can't get a clear view of anything because they got missed width holes in front of their faces. Did they really know, or didn't they? Was I actually discovered at that time, or wasn't I? See, that is the question. Who has nearly known about you? Think that over for a while. You've come up with people you have been leery of or felt nervous around. And when I tell you to pick up somebody's missed width holes on Scientology, I don't want you to pick up the overts that they have been withholding. See? I couldn't care less about these overts, don't you see, that they have been withholding. That they have been withholding them? Oh, all right, so they've been withholding. You can get TA action by finding all the things the fellow has been withholding. That's good. But this is a junior action. That would be asking you to run General OW on a PC. That have nothing to do with missed withholds. Now, when I ask you to find out something about missed withholds, get this PC's missed withholds, don't you dare come up with any withholds. Just don't you dare. I want the name, rank, and serial number of the person who missed it. Oh, I couldn't care less what was missed. You understand? I don't want the PC's actions. I want the PC's guesses about the other guy. That's what I'm asking you to find out. Now, this is very arduous to run, because sometimes you actually have to bear down on it if your command has not been sufficiently explicit. You have to direct the PC's attention rather heavily. Let's say you've run a lot of OW and so forth. Well, now, you think you've got this all licked. You see, this person has been taking things from their company. See? You've run this, taking things from their company and stealing them, actually. And you think you got it all licked. You've got the number of fountain pens and the number of stenographers and all these things they've stolen from their company, you see. And you think you got a tabulated list now. And you say, well, that cured it, and so forth, and next week, where they take a typewriter. There's something missing here. Something went wrong. You got all of the overts, and you got the fact they were withholding it. They're not now withholding because they told you. See, there's the rationale. And so, therefore, it's now all hunky-dory. And so they go back and steal a typewriter, and the week after, steal the boss's secretary. See? They're still nervous about the company. The person is not in a forgive or forget mood about the company. It's because they've gotten off these overts. Why, you have a feeling, and your feeling is quite right, by the way. You're not totally stupid. Your feeling is quite right. When you suppose that after they've gotten this straightened out in their mind, they'll feel all right about the company. And they very often don't. They feel propitiative, or they feel sort of guilty, or they feel some other weird, misemotional way about the target of these overts and withholds. And you don't feel this is right. So you keep plunging and asking for something else they did. And if there's anything guaranteed to drive the PC round the bend, It's after he has told you everything he has did, you insist there must be something else the piece he has did. You're in essence cleaning a clean. See? Now actually, because you sense that this PC is still a little bit meh about the company, why then you assume there must have been some other overt. Well, he can always dig up another one or two or something like this, and the basic on the chain. And the trouble is, you so often have a near win on this that you really never get your win. You sort of quit eating just before dessert. I know there's a lot of people that were with us in 50, 51, that sort of thing, are starting to write me now, and they're starting to get in contact again and that sort of thing. I just sort of laugh rather raucously, by the way. The last one that did, I said he quit before dessert, you know. I realized after I'd mailed the letter that I had missed a wonderful sort of an epigrammatic sort of thing, that he deserted before the dessert, you know. But it's, well, that's what you're denying yourself. You're denying yourself a forkful of strawberries and cream, see. You quit with the gravy and mashed potatoes, you know. There's still one more course. So he stole a typewriter and he stole an eraser and he did this and he withheld it from this person, he withheld it from that person, and he stole the boss's secretary and he does, and yes, all fine. Yes, and he's withheld it all these years and now you know about it and that's fine. And he's sort of still kind of blowy and sort of nattery about the company a little bit. Week or so later, you see him, he really doesn't feel good about the company. And so, well, you just quit before the dessert was served, that's all. You've got to find out who nearly discovered this, when, and how often. And he'll give you exact split instance. Now. All of a sudden he goes, ugh, cool. I should say so. Oh. See, the idea is you've gotten off all the overts, you've gotten off all the withholds, and he still doesn't like the materiel executive. Is that the idea? He still feels a little peculiar in some parts of the organization. You see, you really didn't clean it up. Because the key in, the bullet that passed almost into his ear, but not quite, you know, just fan there, was one day the materiel executive stepped out of the back door putting an inventory sheet in his pocket and looked at him rather frowningly and went on by into his office. Like somebody who has been in a hotel that has thin rooms and floors, you know, and the guy upstairs drops one shoe, you see. Five o'clock in the morning, he's still waiting there for the other shoe, you see. Next action, you see, never proceeds from this point. We have started a piece of time track here, which doesn't go anyplace. Next action is he's doing all this quite reactively, and it's down underneath the surface of analysis, you know, I mean, at the surface of his analytical processes. And he saw the fellow do this, and he knew it made him nervous, and he goes back in, and he doesn't want to have the phone ring, because he knows what's now going to happen, you see. If the fellow did know, this is what's going to happen. You see, the phone is going to ring, and he's going to be sent for by one of the directors of the company. And then one of two things will happen. They will either hand him the pink slip, or there will be a policeman standing there, see? And then there's two choices that come out of that. And if it's the policeman, that's got one choice, you see. And you get a big dramatic sequence about the trial, you see. And he has to have all of the bad things the company did to him. and how it's actually one of the junior directors trying to cover up. See, he's got to have all the whole story manufactured for this. But is there any reason to manufacture the story? Did the Materiel executive really know? Here we've got the track that goes nowhere, don't you see? And it could develop into track, but is it going to develop into track, or isn't it going to develop into track? Here's where this thing, just as far as time is concerned, it becomes a mystery sandwich, and there's no time in it because those events don't take place. So therefore, there is no time track for it, which hangs it. It's not spotted in time. It doesn't fire off right, don't you see? There's nothing goes right about it at all, because there isn't any estimation of it. You can't figure out what you would do because it didn't happen. You can't figure out what you would have said because nobody said it. You can't figure out what explanation was the right explanation because you never had to explain it. You see? But you should have explained it, but you didn't. So there's just nothing known. And you just get this terrific area of just total. It's not even hardly a positive negative. It's just there. And that's a missed withhold. The missed withhold depends on the other guy. The accidental action of another person. Sometimes it'll be a piece of paper or something like that. He's sitting there in conference, and he suddenly notices that just showing in the boss's in basket is a memorandum with his own name just showing above the covering pieces of paper. That conference is ruined for him. You see, he never has another thing to say during the whole conference. He sort of sits there and sweats, you know? But he really doesn't quite realize what he's sweating about. You see, there's his name on a memorandum. He doesn't know what the memorandum is about, except that it concerns him in some way, and he can't see what the subject of it is. You see? Now, actually, three people are standing together in the hall. You come by, and they shut up. There's a very good missed withhold situation. If that was preceded by an overt, which the person wasn't telling anybody about, if that was the morning after the high school girl's first raw escapade. See, the truth of the matter is, they probably had their mouths full of candy and couldn't talk about it. But then one never really knows what the truth is. Well, there's no truth contained in any of it. It's just one huge glob of mystery. And that is a missed withhold. It's a should have known, as it has been described, but you will pick it up and be able to relay it much more ably if you call it a nearly found out. It's a nearly known, see? Nearly found out. Now, if you were to clear up somebody's missed withholds on Scientology, and you said, what have we failed to find out about you? He would give you a whole string of withholds. And this would then go no place. See? No. You want another word, and this will clarify it to you, and this will clarify it to the PC, and everybody will be happy as clam bakes. Now, what have we nearly found out about you? And when did we nearly find it out? Comes much closer into what you want, see? See, you want to know what? Well, he's not likely to give you the rest of it until he has identified to some degree what. See, well, my escapades with young boys, or something like this, wild women, or something. That's what you failed to find out about me. You see? That's what he kind of answers. What did we nearly find out about you? My escapades with wild women. Oddly enough, that doesn't clarify the situation at all. That doesn't make them like you any better than anybody else. That didn't keep them from getting ARC breaks. You've got to follow it up with a second question. Now you've got the missed withhold thing. You've merely identified what the missed withhold was about. You haven't got the missed withhold. Take some additional step. All right. When did we nearly find out about it? Now you could follow that through a little bit further if it wasn't blowing well. Was who, you see? Who nearly found out about it? When was that? You get the concatenation of questions, the series of questions that would deliver all of this data into your hands. You're looking for moments in the HGC's D of T's office. You're looking for the instant when the PE instructor all of a sudden paused. Fellow realized that he'd better cut this short because actually he's going to miss his ride home, see? And his thought suddenly strikes the PE instructor. You see, he's liable to miss his ride home, you know? So he better cut this short. So he's looking over the class and he fixes his beady eye on one person. Seems to lose track of what he was saying, don't you see? Said, well, all right, now you understand ARC and we're going to have to conclude the talk this evening. So, good night. And hurriedly walks out the door. Now, the person his eye accidentally lit on in those pauses goes, eek. See? Nearly found out. Did he know? Didn't he know? What did he guess at that moment? What did he recognize about me at that moment? Which one of my various crimes? You see, here's something else. See, now he doesn't even know which one of his crimes have been identified. Maybe the instructor's been talking about the fact that people with big heads have more brains than people with little heads. Or something, you know. This person gets some kind of a rationale about this thing. He couldn't make up his mind whether he had lots of brains or little brains because he's always realized that he had a medium-sized head. See, now that's already got a little mystery connected with it, which is just nothing. Then all of a sudden, the instructor seems to completely look down, seems to completely change pace, and then abruptly leaves. And you know there'll be some people leave that PE class very, very nervous because they realize when they go out the front door, the police are going to be waiting for them. What did we nearly find out? Well, it isn't good enough to find out just what was nearly found out. We've got to find when it was nearly found out, or might have been found out, but doesn't know if it was found out, don't you see? When and by whom? We got to spot these points. And all of a sudden, why, this person, everything is marvelous. Everything goes off beautifully, smoothly, and there it is. Now, you can give me a gold star tonight, at least, for trying. Thank you.